This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد which was recited in the second rak'ah was a statement that was made by a believer during the time of Musa and the time of Fir'aun, and he made a beautiful statement in regards to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our actions. When do we rely on Allah? Not when do we rely on Allah, but there are times where you leave the situation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not think that we have all control over our actions to where we have no responsibility, or to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no involvement in what takes place in our life. But at the same time, we recognize our deficiencies and realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ultimate authority, and there will be times where we have to leave it to Him subhanahu. The individual says, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. He says, after warning them, he says, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. O my people, what is with you? I am calling you to success, and you are calling me to the fire. تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. You're calling me to disbelieve in Allah. To disbelieve in Allah and to associate partners with Him, what I have no knowledge in doing. I have no knowledge in that. And I'm calling you to the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. But then after this, he ends his message by saying, you will remember what I am telling you. You will surely remember what I am telling you. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And I leave my situation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ufawwidu means I literally leave the affair to something. Ufawwidu al-amr, I leave the affair to this person or this situation. So after he worked and called the people to good, and he saw that they were denying, he said, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا. Okay, you're going to remember what I'm telling you. This is a guarantee. This message will come to you again, whether it is going to be in a form of punishment of you not listening, or the opposite, in which we hope. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I've told you what I need to tell you. I leave the affair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My affair, I leave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing with His servants. Brothers and sisters, it's important for us to remember that it is upon us to act in this life in accordance to what Allah has legislated, to the best of our ability. But there will be situations to where within the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will test you to see, do you feel you have ultimate authority over your own life and your own affairs? To where the test will be, will you leave the affair to Allah? And this is important, because sometimes we will act and we will say Bismillah and we will do the action, but then we will, in the monotony of doing the action, think that we have ultimate authority over the results. Thinking that we have ultimate authority over what happens to us in every moment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surprise you at one particular moment, or at an instant. When you think you have all control, there should be times, there will be times where you have to stop and say, Allah, I leave this affair to you. Something may happen to you, something may happen to someone other than you, and you think that that person may have been healthy, that person may have been had a level of riches, of health, of wealth, of time, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides something else. And this is where you have to leave the affair to Allah. Lastly, when leaving the affair to Allah, it is not with the attitude of yes. It is not the attitude of I give up. It is not the attitude of, okay, Allah, I'll just leave this to you, and I'm disappointed in what you have predestined, so I guess I'm supposed to say this or be this way, but inside myself is discontentment. And that's why the highest level is to have ihsan, worshiping Allah as though you see him, and though you don't see him, you know he sees you, being content with what Allah has predestined, and knowing that that predestination is the best situation. Brothers and sisters, that is not easy. So the tafweed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving the affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an affair of the believer, but it is not a sign of giving up. Rather, it is a sign of true reliance and understanding of your capabilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that understand our true capabilities, but at the same time, may He make us of those that act within our capabilities. Ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا ومن عذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وزمان يا رب العالمين في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي السودان وفي ويغر وفي روهينجيا وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.